Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 14 through 17. Now, you may remember the context from previous devotions is that King Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, has been told that a bunch of countries are coming against him, a great multitude, and they're coming against them in war. And so first thing Jehoshaphat does is call all the people together and cry out to the Lord. And so now in the previous verse, they're all standing before the Lord and they're waiting for his leading, for his guidance. And so now we pick up in verse 14 at the very end of the verse, it says, I won't go over all the names, the lineage of this prophet, but it says, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel and he said, listen, all you of Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and you King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you. Listen, y'all, you ready? Do not be afraid, nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Wow. What is your battle? What is your challenges? What is it that you're facing today? I want to remind you, if you've surrendered, if you and I have surrendered our life to God, if we've given up our will and we've said, hey, I want to follow your plan, your agenda, then in all reality, whose battle does it belong to? Of course, it's God's. And so let's quickly, here's my challenge to you. Jot down some areas that you find yourself being fearful of, and then let's prayerfully ask God to help us to trust him and to believe that it's ultimately his battle and that he's with us and he'll guide us through it victoriously one way or another. Because again, he says it so clearly. He says, do not be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. Don't be down because of this great multitude. Yes, it's a great battle. He doesn't belittle the battle. It's a great one. It's a huge one. The odds seem overwhelmingly against us. But he said, the battle is not yours, but it's God's. He says, tomorrow, go down against them. Yes, you and I have to get up. We got to get out of bed. We got to go forth into battle. We can't lay in the bed. We can't just sit there on our knees praying forever. There's a time for standing still and waiting and listening. But as soon as we know what to do, we've got to do what? Do it. He says, tomorrow, go down against them. They're surely going to come up against you. They're coming. The battle, the challenges, they're coming. They're real. They're as real as you can get. It's as real as the battle of cancer and heart disease and death and the battles, they're coming. He says, but listen, you will not need to fight in this battle. Now, notice it does say this battle. Not that we don't have to fight, but he says, you're going to go down. You're going to go down against them, but you're not going to have to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. And here's what I know. And here's what I want to remind myself and each of us. There is salvation, and salvation is of the Lord. And he's with us. He says, who is with you? Oh, Judah and Jerusalem, he is with you. So therefore, the last line here is, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, he says it again, go out against them. Yes, you gotta go out. Y'all, they say half the battle's just showing up. Yes, you gotta show up. Yes, you gotta go down there. And yes, you gotta look like a fool with a little group, a little army up against a great big multitude. And the odds look stacked against us. We gotta go out. Go out against them today. Gird yourself up. Put on the full armor of the Lord. You gotta go out. There's no bypassing that. There's no skipping out on that one. You got to go. But here it is. Go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Dear Father, we just thank you. We believe. We declare that we believe and we trust that you are the God. You are the mighty one. You are our salvation. There is salvation in none other but you. God, we believe you, but at times our faith is weak. Help our unbelief. Help our fear, Father. Help us to set it aside, to cast it away and trust you. That you will follow through on your word. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You will not abandon us. Father, help us to have the courage to get up and to go against and to face this battle and to face it head on and believe in the moment, in that moment, in that time that we don't know when it is, but that you will come through for us. And one way or another, we will be victorious. Father, we trust, we believe this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, this episode has encouraged you. There are other episodes you can download. It's under Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark on iTunes. And while you're there, please leave a comment, leave some feedback. And we appreciate that. It can help us to be able to continue to spread this message and encourage and edify others. That's our prayer. That's our hope. And you can also go to our blog, which is beacatalyst.com. You'll find this there as well, plus other resources. Now let's go out there and make it a super ultra awesome, fantastic day as we declare that he is God and we are not, but we can stand victoriously because it's his battle.